We've been having a bit of a Perth Festival takeover here on Artbeat this morning, playing a lot of tracks from artists who are featured in the Perth Fest program. But we're going to move on now to a new exhibition happening at the Perth Centre for Photography. Flavia Schuster is here to speak to us about the exhibition Swan Song. Swans mate for life, and legend has it they sing only once before they die. Artist Flavia Schuster is speaking to us today about her current exhibition, Swan Song. The exhibition features her parents, Silvio and Becky, who have been married for 53 years and have been battling Silvio's slow-setting form of Alzheimer's disease since. Flavia began photographing their last years together, and the result is a profound intimacy and exploration of love and death. Flavia, thank you for joining us on Artbeat.
Thank you for having me. Hello.
Flavia, tell us how, like, this is a, sounds like a bit of an epic love story. How did your parents meet?
My parents met when my mother was 17 and living in Brazil, in Sao Paulo, whereas my dad was 27 and living in Buenos Aires. He went over, my dad went over to Brazil to see his family over there and met my mother at a party. They wrote letters to each other for about 2 weeks, and then he traveled over to ask her to spend the life of the rest of their lives together, and she accepted, and so they did. Like, they spent 53 years together.
53 years and 2 weeks of letter writing.
That's right.
How long did you, how long have you been photographing them? Like, was this something that you started as a child, or was it really only as an adult that you started becoming fascinated with that relationship and wanting to capture it?
I started, I usually photograph my life around me, and after living 15 years in Australia, in 2010, I moved back to Argentina to be closer to my parents, because my father had already been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, and yeah, they said that they, you know, he had 2 or 3 years left, so I started photographing them, traveling with them quite a lot as it was becoming more and more difficult for them to do so alone. And, you know, they became my life around me, and therefore I started photographing them more as time went by. And by 2014 or 2015, I realized that there was a thread emerging from the body of work that I was producing at the time around them. And I thought of making a book, and I asked my mother to give me a lot of the material that she keeps, the archival material, like letters from one to the other while they weren't in the same country, letters from my grandparents, photographs, immigration documents, etc. And that's how the book started. And then I continued to photograph them once I had the idea of making a book, kind of to fill in the gaps of with what I already had from the previous either from the previous years.
We are talking to Flavia Schuster. She is a photographer who has been documenting her parents' relationship. Can you give us a bit of an insight into these texts that come along with the exhibition?
Yeah, so the exhibition is presents a fragment of the book called El Canto del Cisne, or Swan Song. And the book that it is in the text that it is in the exhibition as well as in the book goes like this. Dad forgot everything. I forgot him. Good quality socks produced something like a spell on me, a peculiar taste I inherited from my father. As a game or thing, I would rummage through his drawer every so often to steal a pair. I would put it on immediately and sit in front of him while he listened to music or watched the economic television program. With the socks on, I insisted on making exaggerated movements with my feet so that he could see them. He always responded with a grunt that feigned annoyance. Now I remember us. For years, I have imagined the death of my father like a ritual. Immediately after finding out about his death, I would get the best pair of socks I could buy and throw it on his casket. No flowers or dirt. Socks. Without knowing of this little ceremony in mind, my mom takes me to my dad's socks drawer and tells me to choose whichever ones I want. Without realizing it, she encourages the last act of complicity with my father. His life and his death seem to be in balance, just like him. He lived well. He enjoyed himself. In turn, his path to death became long and inhumane, undignified. Dad is not singing. They say that an artist's last work is his swan song. Greek gods like Apollo or Aphrodite or Saraswati the Hindu ride them to carry the death to the afterlife. The Celts believe that a pair of swans pull the chariot of the sun in the pilgrimage to the afterworld, escorting the migration of the souls. Another belief is that swans announce death and that they mate for life. It is said they sing only once before they die. Dad in the next room is bedridden. He's being fed through a gastric tube. I hear his throat clearing. He's preparing his song. I strive to keep that last bittersweet memory alive. After weeks of not eating and without the strength to even open his eyes, a gift. He gazes, he accepts a few delicacies, laughs, hums bossa nova, and takes my mother's hand to his kiss. She, crying, leans over his body and a tear falls into one of those freshly opened eyes. He closes them again and the tear slides down his cheek. I didn't know you could cry someone else's tears, only them. That's the text of the book and the exhibition.
That's a story that Flavia Schuster tells in her exhibition Swan Song. It's happening at the Perth Centre for Photography and runs until the 4th of March. Flavia, your mum is mentioned kind of tangentially in that text that you just read, in that she is there when she sends you a text about socks, and at the end when you're describing your dad in his sickbed. How did your mum feel about being photographed?
She was fine. She encouraged me all along, and so did my dad until he wasn't able to anymore. So they were both, it's always a collaboration. It's always been a collaboration between us. Yeah, and by the end, she was very happy to be in the cover photo and she felt like the protagonist, and she actually became the protagonist of the book. However much I tried for my father to be the protagonist of the story, it just didn't happen. Just like in real life, you know, if you're around my mother, whoever is around my mother won't be a protagonist. So, yeah, the story took a life of itself. And it's how it emerged, with her being the protagonist of the story. And yeah, going back to the question, she is very happy that there is stories out there in the world. I'm very proud of it. Like, she keeps saying that she cannot be objective, but that it moves her to tears every time she looks at it. So, yeah.
And it's a story that everyone can go and see at the Perth Centre for Photography. Swan Song is open now. It runs until the 4th of March. Flavia Schuster, thank you so much for sharing your experience and your photography with us.
Thank you so much for having me.